Just a reminder that you are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio. Now in the final part of our programme, we meet the Slovak-born analyst Ivana Smoleňová. She's the author of a new study exploring current Russian propaganda in the Czech Republic, and she is Ian Willoughby's guest in One on One.
A number of media outlets in this part of the world are spreading pro-Kremlin propaganda with a view to undermining faith in Western institutions. That's the message of a study recently published by the Prague Security Studies Institute, entitled The Pro-Russian Disinformation Campaign in the Czech Republic and Slovakia. I discussed various aspects of this purported campaign with the author of the report, Ivana Smoleňová. My first question, what particular media outlets are involved?
In Czech Republic and Slovakia, the pro-Russian disinformation campaign comes from various sources. These are websites, informal communities on social media, NGOs, there are a few printed magazines. But majority of the campaign is done online.
When did they begin appearing, these outlets?
Well, that differs. Majority of them came into existence in last 2-3 years. 3-4, maybe. Many of them were founded before the crisis in Ukraine. Just to give you a few examples, in Slovakia, there is conspiracy magazine Zemavek. This one was founded in May 2013. Then there is in Czech Republic magazine Viedomi that was founded last year in February in 2014. But its parent company was founded in 2011 and has been active since then.
What kind of stuff are they coming out with? I mean, how can you recognize that they are spreading pro-Russian disinformation?
They have a lot of common characteristics. First of all, even though they claim no allegiance to Kremlin, they spread very similar messages or use similar narratives than the Russian official sources. What we were studying, for example, in PSSI, is the level of similarity between the Russian sources. Sputnik News, Czech branch of Sputnik News, which is Kremlin-funded and funded website.
And that's openly Kremlin-funded.
Absolutely. And we were comparing with this alternative media that claim no allegiance to Kremlin. And in the end, the result was they use very similar narratives. Then there are also some other characteristics, like frequent use of conspiracy theories, emotionally charged words and symbols, using lies and the way the information is spread through them.
And is their content mostly pro-Russian or pro-Putin, or is it more anti-Western, anti-US?
Well, they're not as pro-Putin as they are anti-Western. Target number one is basically the United States, but also NATO, European Union, democracy as a whole, as a system. Then what you can very often find there is this idea that individual cannot control anything, is not significant in the society. Like, we cannot control politics, we cannot control our future, we have no say in democracy. And in general, the whole campaign is very, like, it creates very negative picture of the world, where the world is about to collapse, where there's clash of civilizations, and in such environment, in such a mess and chaos, then Russia naturally emerges as a moral authority or as a savior, peacemaker.
Does it ever happen that this content is picked up and repeated, picked up from these kind of fringe media outlets and repeated by the mainstream media?
Well, this happened a few times. For example, in 2013, one Slovak TV reported on Juvenile Justice, which was a campaign started by this website. It was a fabricated story about how state authorities are stealing children from healthy families and they're taking them away. And this was reported. But, like, for example, more recently, in November, there were protests against President Zeman in Prague, and these websites started to be spreading this information that American embassy was behind the protests, which was based on a one reader told us. And, you know, even though some media, mainstream media, reported on the story, even though they say that this is a conspiracy theory, this itself can cause damage, because some people might start to question the truth, and it's also harder to debunk a story than just to create a false story and to spread it.
And given that Mr. Zeman, President Zeman, is generally seen as being pro-Russian, are these outlets, these websites, supportive of him?
Yes, in general, they are. And during this protest, for example, he also indirectly supported them when he said this theory cannot be ruled out.
The theory that the American embassy had backed the campaign against him or the protest against him.
Yes.
Is there a kind of fertile audience for this kind of stuff in the Czech Republic? I mean, a lot of people here are simply left-wing.
I think they're all, like, you mean what type of people they try to target? I think these are the people who are generally dissatisfied with the way things works, with the problems we have today with corruption, with the oligarchs in media, with the current developments. Also, I think they're always will be part of the population that will believe in conspiracy theories. For example, in the United States, there's still 30% of people believe that Bush is behind 9/11 terrorist attacks, so it's always there.
And do you have any idea how these outlets, these media outlets, mainly websites, are actually funded?
In majority of the cases, we don't know. We don't know what their background is, as I said. We don't know who's behind it or what organization they're affiliated with. This is slowly changing. Recently, like a few weeks ago, Slovak conspiracy magazine, Zemavek, that is one of the strongest pro-Putin voices in Slovakia, acknowledged their cooperation with Russian embassy in Slovakia. This happened during discussion in Moscow that was organized by the embassy, while they also announced a plan to create a media house in Slovakia. It will consist on radios, newspapers, children magazine. And just a month before, I was at their discussion, public discussion organized in Slovakia, where they were still claiming there is no cooperation with Russian entities or Kremlin in any way. And a month later, they basically announced there's very close cooperation. So this lack of transparency is also changing a little.
Some people listening to this will say, what's wrong with Russia having a campaign like this, if it is coming from Russia? Because the Americans do something similar. Mm-hmm. They fund Radio for Europe, for example. What's the difference?
Yes, there are many states or companies that are funding other medias, and there's nothing wrong about it. But if you go to a website of Radio for Europe, you can find what their agenda is, who is funding them, who is behind it, what their mission statement, or you can find all the information. While when you go to the website of like this pro-Russian website, there's lack of transparency. We don't know who's behind them. In many cases, we don't know who's writing the articles, who is funding it, what organization they associate with. So there's this lack of transparency. And then what's also problematic is the systematic use of lies and conspiracy theories that they use. You know, this is very manipulative.
So it's hard to fight them because they simply fight dirty all the time?
Not all the time. I mean, some of the articles they have are actually very objective, and some of them are even taken from very reliable sources. But in between, there are these conspiracy theories, you know.
Is anybody, any government agency or any kind of agency in this country doing anything to combat this stuff?
Well, we have a freedom of speech, so legally you cannot really ban them. And I don't think that would be a good idea, because we have a freedom of speech and we should stand by our principles. There are many medias that are raising awareness about it. There are initiatives that are trying to, but there's nothing directly against the, not yet against the campaign.
And do you think there should be something done against it?
Of course. I think just that we talk about it right now is good, because we're raising awareness, so we are explaining how it works, and that increase the critical thinking of people. So that's important. But there also should be, for example, initiatives that are debunking the conspiracy theories and the lies they're using, which is not yet present.
What is the ultimate aim of this campaign?
To undermine Western institutions, to weaken individual states, to weaken EU alliance, and to sow confusion into societies.
Since your report came out, has there been any reaction to it from what we might call the dark side?
To all of my initiatives, articles, report, or any type of reports, there always has been a reaction. There are many articles about me or PSSI that I work for. I have been receiving a lot of emails. They are either insulting or they're accusing me of being part of American or Western propaganda.